I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Native leaders testify about the impacts of the federal government shutdown and tribes, and the Navajo Nation has a new acting attorney general, the fourth named in less than a year. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The government shutdown is creating a lot of uncertainty and disruption for Native American and Alaska Native communities and for tribal organizations that administer federal programs. These include SNAP for food assistance and the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, which subsidizes energy bills. Ben Malott, president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, told the Senate Indian Affairs Committee Wednesday that the prospect that both of these programs would run out of money just as winter begins, put some Alaskans in a life-threatening bind. During the pandemic, the Federal Subsistence Board allowed emergency hunting to improve food security. Now with the government shut down, Malott says the Subsistence Board cannot even meet. More than 500 Indian land school districts are feeling financial stress too. Carrie Bird, president of the National Indian Education Association, says federal impact aid provides half the budget for some schools, and the shutdown is interrupting the flow. Bird says Head Start programs will run low on money if the shutdown extends into November. Witnesses say many agency experts tribes normally turn to have lost their jobs. Pete Upton testified about the Trump administration's plan to abolish a fund at the Treasury Department, called the Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. Upton runs the Native CDFI network. He says tribal communities are often in banking deserts. Early in the shutdown, the Treasury Department fired the entire staff at the CDFI fund. With no one at the federal office to certify CDFIs, Upton says it's hard for community finance organizations to attract private sector investment. Senator Lisa Murkowski, chair of the Indian Affairs Committee, says tribes face enormous uncertainty as the stalemate in Congress nears the one-month mark. She did not elaborate, but said earlier this week that senators are engaged in productive talks. The Navajo Nation has had four attorneys general in less than a year, and as KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, one of them returns to that office amid a politically tense time in Window Rock, Arizona. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.